Did you know you are not identical to your body? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at Scottish philosopher Thomas Reid, and he had some important things to say about this, identifying our sense of self.
John, normally we don't think about what we mean by the word myself. What is it that makes a person a person? What makes me me and not you or someone else? It's pretty important stuff, but it's hard to think about, so we don't.
But Reid did, and he kind of encourages us to do the same, right?
Reid said, "I have thoughts, but I'm not a thought. I act, but I'm not an action. I feel, but I'm not a feeling. I can think, I can act, I can suffer, and this I, this sense of self, is what holds it all together."
So the physical self, the experience of life, is not enough to make sense of who we really are.
There's something missing, or I should say, someone missing. When it comes to making sense of ourselves based on what we experience, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
So what you're saying is we just don't add up.
Not unless we have room for more than physics and feelings. Thomas Reid looked at the world, he looked at others and himself from a Christian perspective. And it helped him deal with these questions because he believed we are body and soul. That's why we endure. That's why it is myself who experiences these things. That's why my identity is permanent, despite the impermanence of everything else about me. Reid understood our personal identity is permanent and indivisible. It can't be reduced to anything else. And that's why the Christian worldview helps us make sense of the world, others, and ourselves.
That's Alec McClellan, who's written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. A great read, by the way. Learn more at our website, reasonwhy.org. You can also enjoy this feature on your mobile device with our web app at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.